Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today I'm Maseches Pesachim Daf Chav Beis. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three points we're going to focus on: number one, on Daf Chav Alav Amud Beis, the Gemara introduced Rabbi Abba's position that where the Torah states a prohibition regarding eating, an Isra Hanah is included unless the Torah states otherwise, such as in the case of a nevela. According to Rabbi Meir, this principle is learned from the prohibition of nevela, where the Torah permits giving it to a ger or selling it to a nachri. This implies that if the Torah had not explicitly permitted deriving benefit from it, getting hanal would be prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda derives this principle from the pasuk regarding a treif, which states, "Basi beside a treif losochu lechel tashichunosa. You shall not eat the flesh of an animal that was torn in the field. To the dog you shall cast it. Oso atamashuk lechel." From here we infer that, referring to the flesh of the treif, you may cast it to the dog. Via tamashuk lechel ko yisurin shibator, but you may not cast to the dog all other prohibited substances that are enumerated in the Torah. The Gemara brings several challenges to Rabbi Abba's rule. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha challenged Rabbi Abba's rule from the case of the Gid HaNasha, which is forbidden to eat, yet it was taught in the Mishnah Chulin, Sholech Adam Yerech Anachri, the Gid HaNasha Basocha. A person may send to a Nachri an animal thigh with the Gid HaNasha in it, Mifnesha Makomu Nikar, because its place is discernible. Rashi explains that we're not concerned that one who witnessed the transfer will buy this thigh from the Nachri and eat it on the mistaken assumption that the Gid HaNasha was already removed. The removal of the Gid HaNasha of a whole thigh leaves an unmistakable marking, whose absence will alert the Jewish buyer that the Gid HaNasha remains. We see from here that one can derive benefit from the Gid HaNasha. The Gemara answers Rabbi Abba holds, Kashuhutra nevela hi v'chelva v'gida hutra, that when deriving benefit from a nevela is permitted by the Torah, benefiting from the flesh of the carcass, its chelav and its Gid HaNasha were all permitted. Therefore, Rabbi Abba's rule does not apply to the Gid HaNasha, because the Torah made a special dispensation permitting it. And point number three, it was taught in the Brayso on Amud Beis, Shimon HaAmsoni, and some say Nechemia HaAmsoni, Hayadosh Kol Etim Shebatorah, would expound on every S in the Torah, teaching what it came to include, Kaven Sheagia, La'es Hashem Elkecha Tira Pirash. However, once he reached the Pasek, you shall revere Es Hashem, your God, he withdrew it and ceased from expounding the word S. Rashi explains that he felt it was impossible to equate the reverence one must have for Kosh Baruch to the reverence for any other thing. She also adds that he withdrew all the drushes that he had ever expounded of the word S. When his Talmidim asked him what will become of all the drushes he expounded, he answered, "Kashem shekabalti schar al adrisha, kachani makabel schar al prisha." Just as I received reward for the drushes that I made, so I received reward for the withdrawals of these drushes. The situation persisted until Rabbi Akiva came and expounded, "Es Hashem el kecho tira. You shall revere Es Hashem your God." Where Rabbi is Talmid Chachamim, the S here comes to include Talmid Chachamim. Rashi refers to the mission opposite, says one's fear of his teachers should be like the fear of Shammai. So once again, the three points are: number one, on Daf Chav Alav Amud Beis, the Gemara introduced Rabbi Abba's position that where the Torah states a prohibition regarding eating, an Isra Hanah is included, unless the Torah states otherwise, such as in the case of Nevela. According to Rabbi Meir, this principle is learned from the prohibition of Nevela, where the Torah permits giving it to a ger or selling it to a nachri. This implies that if the Torah had not explicitly permitted deriving benefit from it, getting hanal would be prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda derives this principle from the pasuk regarding a treifa, which states, "Basi besad a treifa losochu lekelav tashichunoso. You shall not eat the flesh of an animal that was torn in the field. To the dog you shall cast it. Oso atamashuk lekelav." From here we infer that it, referring to the flesh of the treifa, you may cast at the dog. Via tamashuk lekelav kol isurin shebatorah, but you may not cast at the dog all other prohibited substances that are enumerated in the Torah. The Gemara brings several challenges to Rabbi Abba's rule. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha challenged Rabbi Abba's rule from the case of the Gid HaNasha, which is forbidden to eat, yet it was taught in the Mishnah Chulin, Sholech Adam Yarech LaNachri V'Gid HaNasha Basocho. A person may send to a Nachri an animal thigh with the Gid HaNasha in it, Mifnei Shemakomo Nikar, because its place is discernible. Rashi explains that we're not concerned that one who witnessed a transfer will buy this thigh from the Nachri and eat it on the mistaken assumption that the Gid HaNasha was already removed. The removal of the Gid HaNasha from a whole thigh leaves an unmistakable marking whose absence will alert the Jewish buyer that the Gid HaNasha remains. We see from here that one can derive benefit from the Gid HaNasha. The Gemara answers Rabbi Abba holds, Kashuhutra nevela hi vechelva vigida hutra, that when deriving benefit from a nevela was permitted by the Torah, benefiting from the flesh of the carcass, its chelav and its Gid HaNasha were all permitted. Therefore, Rabbi Abba's rule doesn't apply to the Gid HaNasha because the Torah made a special dispensation permitting it. Point number three, it was taught in the Brayso on Amud Beis, Shimon HaAmsoni, and some say Nechemia HaAmsoni, Hayadosh Kol Etim Shebatorah, would expound on every S in the Torah, teaching what it came to include, Kaven Shegia La'es Hashem El Kecha Tira Pirash. However, once you reach the pasuk, you shall revere Es Hashem, your God, he withdrew and ceased from expounding the word Es. Rashi explains that he felt it was impossible to equate the reverence one must have for Kodesh Baruch Hu to the reverence for any other thing. Rashi also adds that he withdrew all of the drushes he ever expounded of the word Es. When his Talmidim asked him what will become of all the drushes he expounded, he answered, Kishem shekabalti schar al adrisha, kach ani makabel schar al prisha, just as I receive reward for the drushes that I made, so I receive reward for the withdrawal of these drushes. The situation persisted until Rabbi Akiva came and expounded, Es Hashem al kechotira, you shall revere Es Hashem your God, l'rabos tamli chachamim. The Esther comes to include tamli chachamim. Rashi refers to the mission of Avos that says one fear of his teacher should be like the fear of Shemayim. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf chabeis, and our standard simmon is a cab or cab driver. So here goes. The cab driver weaved through the nevela and trefa marketplace, where Nachrim liked to buy their gitanasha, as he raced to take the drasha world champion to the Alv Tuf competition. Once again, in slow motion. The cab driver, that must be more daf chabeis. The cab driver weaved through the nevela and trefa marketplace, which reminds us of Rabbi Yabo's position, that where the Torah states a prohibition regarding eating, and Isra Hana is included unless the Torah states otherwise. Right? Meir learns this principle from the pasuk regarding a nevela, where the Torah permits giving it to a ger or selling it to a nachri. This infers that if the Torah had not explicitly permitted it, getting a na would be forbidden. And Yehuda derives this principle from the pasuk regarding a trefa, which states, Lakelv tashichuno so, to the dog you shall cast it. You may cast it, referring to the flesh of the trefa, to the dog, but you can't cast to the dog all other prohibited substances that are enumerated in the Torah. So the cab driver weaved through the nevela and trefa marketplace, where Nachrim like to buy their gitanasha, which reminds us that the fact that one can get hana from the gitanasha by giving a thigh with it to a nachri is not a challenge to Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba holds, kashahutra nevela hi vechelba begida hutra, that when driving benefit from a nevela is permitted by the Torah, benefiting from the flesh of the carcass, its chelv and its gidanasha were all permitted. Therefore, Rabbi Abba's rule does not apply to the gidanasha, because the Torah made a special dispensation permitting it. So the cab driver weaved through the nevela and trefa marketplace, where Nachrim liked to buy the gidanasha, as he raced to take the drasha world champion to the Alv Tuf competition. Which reminds us of Shimon HaAmsoni, who was dorish all the etim in the Torah, and when he couldn't figure out what the S was for in Es Hashem al kechotira, he told his Talmidim, Kishem shekabalti schar al hadrisha, kach ani makabel schar al hadrisha. Just as I receive reward for the drushes that I made, so I receive reward for the withdrawal of these drushes. Eventually, Rabbi Akiva was dorish that the S referred to Talmud Chachamim, that one should have fear for Talmud Chachamim, like one has fear Shemayim. So once again, the cab driver weaved through the nevela and trefa marketplace, where Nachrim liked to buy the gitanasha, as he raced to take the drasha world champion to the Alv Tuf competition. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.